In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. The appealing Abrahamic call, which by God's command summons all human beings in all eras to the Kaaba during the time of Hajj, has once again this year attracted the hearts of a number of Muslims from around the world to this center of Tawheed and unity. It has created this magnificent, diverse gathering of a multitude of people, revealing the human spectrum and spiritual power of Islam, both to itself and to others. When one contemplates this magnificent gathering and the complex Hajj rituals, they are a source of reassurance and increase the confidence for the Muslims, while being intimidating and a cause of trepidation for enemies and for ill-wishers. It should not come as a surprise if the enemies and ill-wishers of the Islamic Ummah attempt to ruin and sow doubts about both of these aspects of the Hajj, whether it is by accentuating denominational and political differences or by trying to diminish the importance of its sacred and spiritual aspects. The Quran introduces Hajj as a manifestation of worship, dhikr, humbleness, and the equal dignity of all human beings. A manifestation of a human being's organized material and spiritual life. A manifestation of blessings and guidance. And a manifestation of moral peace and harmony between brothers in practice. And a manifestation of repugnance and the establishment of a powerful front against the enemies. Reflection on the verses related to Hajj and contemplation on the acts and rituals of this unparalleled obligation reveal these matters and similar secrets and mysteries as these that exist within the intricate arrangement that constitutes Hajj. Brothers and sisters, as pilgrims undertaking Hajj, you are currently in a place where you can practice these truths and luminous teachings. Bring your thoughts and actions closer and closer to these, and bring back to your homes a reformed identity infused with these lofty concepts. This is the valuable, real souvenir of your Hajj journey. This year, the issue of Bara'at is more significant than ever before. The tragedies in Gaza, which are unparalleled in our contemporary history, along with the audacity of the ruthless Zionist regime, which is the embodiment of cruelty and villainy, and of course the declining state of Zionism, leave no room for any consideration or tolerance by any individual, party, government, or Muslim denomination. This year's renunciation of the polytheists must continue beyond the time and place of Hajj to all Muslim countries and cities worldwide. It must continue beyond just the Hajj pilgrims and be extended to the general populace. This renunciation of the Zionist regime and its supporters, in particular the government of the United States of America, must be demonstrated in the words and actions of nations and governments, and it must impede the actions of the murderers. The ironclad resistance of Palestine and the patient, oppressed people of Gaza, whose remarkable patience and resistance have earned them admiration and respect globally, must be fully supported in every way. I implore God for their complete and swift victory. And for you, dear pilgrims, I pray that your Hajj will be accepted. May the prayers of the remnant of God on earth, Imam Mahdi, may our souls be sacrificed for him, be with you. May Allah's greetings and mercy be upon you. Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the 4th of Dhul Hijjah, 1445, the 11th of June, 2024.